you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like OJ Simpson. A quick, hit the fingerless glove, don't bend. Hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Good energy. I don't mind that energy one bit. What's up, everybody? It is the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you live from the Stand Comedy Club. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. We have the Skanks all in the house tonight. We got Davey Smith.
What the fuck is up, everybody? Thank you, energetic seven people.
Don't tell them. Don't tell them.
They can't tell the audio.
Theater of the mind, bro.
If can't you're tell. Listening live, just know the crowd is light.
Yeah, what happened to us? And also, what's up with the weird angles on the camera? No, I'm not going to get started with the cameras. Give less audience,
is
more
soon
us. Like, look at these extra people. Are we in a podcast together with these other people? Thank you. Goodbye.
What's with the God?
Goodbye.
What's with the God's eye view?
It's weird,
right,
dude.
I'm not trying to point fingers here. There's a light crowd. The cameras are off. It just seems like as soon as Alex got fucking pregnant, everything here is fucking up. This baby is already destroying the show.
You're tearing our family apart.
Yeah, Alex.
Everybody.
Abort the baby. Abort that baby.
Abort that baby.
Abort that baby.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
We should get some sort of GoFundMe, and if we get it up to a certain number, Alex has to abort Harrington's baby.
Wow. That would rule.
Well, that would be fucking hilarious.
There's...
Yes.
There's got to be a price for you to get an abortion now.
Hold on, let's introduce our guests. But there is a price. There's definitely a price for you to abort that
No,
baby.
You don't want to. I know there's an emotional attachment already. However, there's a number that could be said if
Alex.
It was realistic that you would go, yeah.
No, Alex, we understand you don't want to murder your child. We're just saying
we all get that.
Price.
We all get that, but there is a price.
Right. I would tear that baby out of your womb with my teeth for a price.
All right.
$5.
Yeah. Okay.
You can make it fun. You can make like a wanted poster with a bounty.
Let's introduce everybody here on the... Of course, everyone. You know him and love him. It's the reigning defending Ellis Mania champion, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Luis J. Gomez.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, everyone.
And we have two amazing guests, both returning to the show, everybody. You know him and love him from his years on the Howard Stern Show, the absolutely hilarious Shuley Agar, everybody. Make some noise.
Thank you. Thank you. Just looking after my unborn child in Alex's belly. Thank you.
And part of one of my favorite moments ever in Skank history, our next guest, when he was telling us a story of... Wasn't losing your virginity,
yeah,
was it?
Yeah, it was. It was that, yeah,
in a,
years
in a,
ago.
In a trailer... Yeah. I know, but I made up the name Dorothy.
Yeah,
and you said her
on.
Name was fucking Dorothy.
Yeah, spot on.
Nailed that shit, everyone. Yeah. It's the hilarious Anthony Zenhauser joining us.
Thank you.
What an exciting time. You guys just found out that Alex was pregnant as well.
Yeah. That's big news, man.
Up until that moment, you were just like, wow, she's getting fat.
Alex was doing a thing today, earlier today. She was standing with her stomach more protruding than it needed to be. She's really loving being pregnant. By the way, pull up the thirst trap that Alex put on her Instagram with her butt and her pregnant belly.
Damn, you slut.
You know what you're doing.
What did you do?
She knows
Alex,
exactly
what did you
doing.
Do?
She knows exactly what she's doing, dude.
You little minx.
And, she knows this. I've had a pregnancy fetish ever since B carried little baby James in her belly.
Yeah.
So now
and that one time you put your wiener in and James gave you a little hand job on the head from the inside?
Gave him
what's this?
Hey, he did that.
Yeah.
What is this?
Whoa, his little digits, his little phalanges. I feel them.
So now,
he's a grabber.
I gotta be at the fucking studio with this vixen walking around with her fucking.
Oh, Alex! Come on, that baby's gonna be a whore.
I think I see the head. Zen, how does it kill you to know when you see Harrington that you probably could have been the father of this baby also if you just asked first?
I always miss those opportunities.
Isn't it crazy to find out through Harrington that none of us knew her type at all?
Everyone was way off.
I thought it was a bit that they were dating this entire time. I was like, oh, it's just a joke we keep saying, right?
Yeah.
Like, gay blind Mike is not really gay, is he? What's happening?
Oh,
didn't we weirdly think Harrington was fucking you years before he actually was?
No. He told us all they did.
That's what it was.
And then he got yelled at by Alex for lying.
I knew it was a thing. Yes, he announced that he was fucking you. It's almost.
But it was in the cringiest mic drop moment.
But wait,
ever.
Alex.
You gotta remember what happened, okay?
He said, I fucked her and then walked off.
We were trashing
him. We all made
him.
Fun of him, but in a way, he just vision boarded that
yeah.
shit.
Manifestation, bro. Yeah.
Well, actually, now that I think about it more, was he protecting
you? I tied myself to her for 18 years.
Alex, did you guys fuck that one time and you didn't want it to come out?
Don't lie, whore.
Oh. Please. There's no point in lying now, Alex.
So you guys, I had a boyfriend at the time. It was fucking crazy.
But you
this
did.
Didn't come up on the show at all. But yeah, we did.
Yeah. Wait. So he actually said it when you had cheated on your boyfriend
with
him?
Yeah, but he made himself look so bad in the process of saying it that nobody believed him.
Yeah, it was crazy.
That is true. None of us believed him.
And then
he goes, fucked her. And then he dropped the mic and we all went,
well, no, but then he backed down. Because then he felt the heat coming from Alex. He was like, I made it up. So he actually took shit. We had an episode where he had to admit he didn't fuck you.
And then, yeah.
Man, this is such a weird way for your ex-boyfriend to find out that you cheated on him.
So Bobby Hutch, who has literally always had my back since day one here, he actually had to lie about the answer on the lie detector test when Mike Harrington was asked.
Bobby,
you piece of shit.
You sacrificed the integrity of the show?
Bobby,
of the
lie detector? I'm acting right now like I didn't know that. Bobby, how dare you?
Whose baby is this?
Wait a minute. Hold on. I have to get this all together. This is blowing my mind. What did we ask on the lie detector test? We asked Harrington if he had fucked you?
Yeah, if he was telling the truth that time on the show where the
They got
into
a fight once
it.
And he did a mic drop where he said, I fucked her.
Yeah. And then we lie detectored him and asked him about this. Yeah, I don't remember.
Well, because what happened was you asked me on that episode if I broke up with my boyfriend at some point in the future, would I fuck Mike? And having this boyfriend at the time, I said no, because who would want to hear their girlfriend say yes to that question?
Well, they'd probably rather hear that than know that their girlfriend fucked
Mike
Harrington.
Mike got really mad.
Nah, let him find out.
Mike got really mad.
Yes,
that
if
I said
my girlfriend
no
said
that.
She was going to fuck a literal homeless person in the future, I would actually kill her. I would beat you to death.
You fucked Mike Harrington at his. He fucked you so his dick could have a home for the night.
No. Yeah.
It was for warmth.
It was a warm spot.
No, this was so long pre-homelessness that he actually had a nicer apartment than the one that we live in now.
You fucked him homeless?
No. Yeah, I guess.
No, she fell in love with him homeless.
I'll give you everything.
He fucked you and then his life fell apart, you're saying?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Damn.
I can't just imagine Harrington's game. How did he get you the first time? That's psychotic.
I'll leave you right here in the middle of the highway if you don't fuck me.
I have a studio apartment. If you want to give me a hand job, I'm right there.
That's crazy.
How did he get you? What was his game?
Mike has been acting like he's in love with me from the day that we met, and that was his game. He was like, I'm obsessed with you. There's no other girl that I will ever be as obsessed with as I am with
you. I hope he's cheating right now.
How did he get you that night?
I mean, it was like already had been months and months of that. And also, like, my boyfriend at the time was so shitty and horrible. He was like driving me to the guy who was obviously telling me that he loved me.
Hell yeah. And you gave him the biz one night. Good for you.
I guess you could put it that
Where
way.
Where was it? Car?
At his place. No, he had a really nice two-bedroom apartment. He was living in alone.
How long was it between that one night when you guys fucked and when you ever hooked up again?
We were hooking
lies,
up for a little
lies,
while.
Lies, lies, lies.
I'm telling the truth. We were hooking up for a little while back then.
Oh,
and
back then?
Yeah,
okay.
And then we stopped for like years.
Wow.
That good, huh?
And you were yearning for it all those years? Every time that other guy fucked you, you were picturing Harrington's face?
He was slowly becoming homeless when you had sex with him, so like a chair would disappear the last time.
This cardboard sign.
Or maybe when you were, maybe your vagina is a powerful tool because your vagina kept him in homes. Because when he wasn't banging you, he was homeless.
Yeah.
So that was it. He was striving for something more than just...
Then once he got the stink on him, he was good to go.
Yeah, a vagina can give you a home or take it away. It's very powerful.
Well, right now it's giving him one. Yeah. Eventually, it will be taken away.
So listen.
That's nuts to me, by the way. This is all, like, I didn't know any of this. I always just assumed Harrington lied.
Me too.
It was like Real House Skanks of Legion of Skanks.
Until this moment, I never thought that they probably did fuck way back then.
Which I almost feel like an idiot now for not putting all of that together.
I really thought Harrington was a lying psycho.
Well, think of how shitty her boyfriend
was. For years, I wouldn't let him into my inner circle.
I wouldn't trust him with secrets, knowing that he's such a felonious liar.
Doesn't it give you a whole different perspective thinking back? Because the way I looked at it was always like, oh, Harrington, you got caught just trying to look cool
and
pretend that you fucked this chick. But what actually happened...
We'll let it go, but we never forget.
But what actually happened, Jay, was that we put this guy... And now I can really relate to this. We put this guy in a position where he's on the show. We're ridiculing him for wanting to fuck Alex and never has fucked Alex. And he's sitting there in the back of his mind. And he's like, oh, I fucked this bitch. And I can't say anything.
We drove him to break.
He's got a fucking boyfriend. But you guys are making fun of me, but I totally hit that.
Also, Alex is brazen.
He's just like, I'm not doing this anymore. I fucked this bitch. What do you want me to say?
What turned him over is Alex was leaning into the bit so hard of them not fucking that she was almost like, ew, I would never fuck that gross pig. He's a homeless scuzz who we want involved in nothing. Let's take responsibilities away from him because he's a buffoon. And then later that night, she was talking out of the side of her mouth because she was cheeking his cock.
And he had just taken the whole thing.
No, he
had
to take it.
He hit his breaking point. And he was like, I don't fucking care. I don't care about her boyfriend. I don't care about this show. Yeah. And I'm telling everyone, I fucked her.
The whole time was just a real ass dude. He got pussy. He threw it in her face. And for years, we've all thought of Harrington as being a loser when the whole time he was a winner.
And then we're like, Mike, were you lying about fucking Alex? And he looked over at Alex and she went like this. And he went, I'm lying.
Because he's also a good dude. He took whatever we painted Harrington as for the past 5 years, he took because of that.
You know what? I'll tell you this. He's going to be a good dad.
He is.
He's a good guy.
Alex, you had so many opportunities since you guys have been public to say, oh, by the way, the guy that I love isn't a piece of shit scuzz liar who made up a fake lie about me.
Well, I'm coming clean tonight. I had to prod
you for it.
Alex hasn't been able to have acid or weed or alcohol in how long now?
3 months.
Yeah, but you didn't know you were pregnant. You didn't know you were pregnant for the first month of that.
It's been 2 months that I've...
The baby might be born a little addicted to heroin. Like a touch. Not a month. Go wean it off in the hospital. She'll be fine when you go home.
Kid comes out like Reverend Jim from Taxi. He's just a denim jacket.
A little bit of fetal alcohol. It does suck for you that Skank Fest you're going to have to be completely sober. But I'll tell you what, I bet you really enjoy it in a different way.
I'm going to have a great time. I'm sure it'll be fine.
You are, yeah.
Yeah, welcome to motherhood. Everything sucks. Welcome.
Jalen Hurt broke his leg.
Shut up, dude. Why are you reading that?
I don't know what it is. Somebody just said tell Jalen that Jalen Hurt.
You know I'm not watching a game so I could be here for the show. You're going to read it.
Is that what that is?
So he broke his leg? Awesome. I'm going to go home and watch the show. Why are you checking your phone like a bitch while we're doing a show?
Give it to him. Give it to him.
You're a cunt, dude.
I don't think it says that.
You do it so much.
Two things.
Tell Jay.
No, two things. Number one, I'm kidding.
You don't know the name Jalen Hurts.
I know.
You don't know the name Jalen Hurts.
A fan messaged me that earlier. He was like, dude, just fuck with Jay tonight during the game. Or tonight during the
Lewis,
show,
tell
the gym.
You learned a player's name and what happened to him.
Lewis, I'll let it go that it's not real what you're saying.
It's not real.
But God forbid I go home and he breaks his leg, dude. I'm going to quit the show.
I put a whammy on you.
He's so mad. He called me a bitch and a cunt.
I've been watching 60 Days In. If you call someone a bitch, you have to fight.
Knife. Yeah. Dude, I pulled the knife away like the end of Blow because I knew he was going to stab me.
Dude. You found his line. Wow.
Oh, wait, fuck. Lewis, all seriousness, you really just made that up?
I made that up, yeah.
No, Lewis and got the reaction you were hoping for.
Lewis has massacred several playoff games for me.
No, I knew that. I knew he was going to be pissed, but that's really fucking funny that he was ready to fight me over this.
You lunged at his phone as if there was a dick pic of yours.
No, I was going to chuck it. I was going to chuck it into those weird angle cameras we had. Nothing's going right.
He's like, I don't want to hear about Jalen Hurts.
If that was real, me and Jay were going to get into a fist fight. It was the trajectory of things that was going on just in that moment.
Am I the only one? It's hard to not check the Eagles score.
You can check it.
I know.
Donkey, don't say shit.
It didn't start yet, and he broke his leg already?
I'm one of his best friends. He called me a bitch and a cunt.
He called me a bitch and a cunt, trying
to throw my phone.
By the way, that's so contrary to the beautiful letter I wrote for you for Sam Adams in my phone.
He broke his leg.
You know what? That would have been the funniest thing is if I wrote that, but then at the end of it, I just gave the score.
Oh, my God.
He told me he broke his leg.
That
would have
been hilarious.
I would have been angry.
He broke his leg fucking Jay's mom. That'd be even worse.
No, that's fine.
The fucking show.
No, he wouldn't
my mom
wish
she'd
be a
little Jalen Hurts, dude.
Is Zenhauser's microphone off?
Is it supposed to be?
Yeah. Is it off? Because I keep hearing him.
Because he keeps on saying things.
I thought we talked about this, guys.
Hey, guys, let's talk about one of our amazing sponsors over here at the Legion of Skanks real quick. And, of course, that is RockAuto.com. RockAuto.com, known for many things. Oh, there he is.
RockAuto.com.
Dave, look, it's the RockAuto.com vampire.
Oh, hey, how
you
doing?
Or the RockAuto.com Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
Oh, Jay, I got so excited. He's dead.
Yeah. Yeah, the wolf's dead. But now we got Frankenstein, which is pretty cool.
Frankenstein, not Jew.
Well, that's pretty cool. He's catching the vibe of the show, and that's good. Hey, everybody, you know RockAuto.com is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. In business for 20 years, they make it easy to find the parts that you need and you want at extremely low prices.
My eyeballs are headlights.
You didn't think about what your eyeballs were made of until you said it out loud.
Improv, not my strong suit.
You're not doing bad, if I'm being honest. At RockAuto.com, you can easily find everything you need, and whether you're a mechanic at an auto shop or you're working on your own car.
Or if you're building a Frankenstein
If you're building a Frankenstein. Dave, you've been quiet. Are you working on a Frankenstein over there? Are you working on a lady friend for him?
No, I'm missing my good friend, the werewolf.
Dave, I was thinking to myself, wouldn't it be great if there was a female Frankenstein we made? To make the regular Frankenstein seem more upbeat.
Don't need her. Got Autoblow.
Oh, cross promotion. Listen, if you're a car guy, go right now to RockAuto.com and check out all the parts available for your car. You're going to have so much fun looking for car parts. Frankenstein, you can't fuck the Autoblow before we give it.
Make love.
Okay, all right, sure. Make love. Once more, go to RockAuto.com. No promo code needed. Their pricing's already that great. When you order, make sure you tell them that you heard about them on the Legion of Skanks. There's a little box to check and let them know that we sent you to RockAuto.com. All right, let's get back into it. Frankenstein?
Fire bad.
Fire is bad. He's learning. He's becoming aware.
So no, Jalen Hurts didn't hurt himself, you fucking psycho.
Well.
You're willing to fucking lose your friendship with me? He was going to quit the podcast.
Well, tonight. Be fair, Lewis, we don't know that he didn't hurt himself.
It's true.
He may have hurt
You better
himself.
Pray to God he does not hurt specifically his leg tonight.
He killed himself.
I mean, if he rolls an ankle, a tough game. He may have hurt himself.
Dude, he goes, you're a fucking bitch.
And a cunt.
Why are you checking your phone like a cunt?
He was mad. He
goes, hey, remember when Harrington fucked Alex? Well, I fucked your girl that same day.
I came on your shirt. I'm Omar.
Dude, I can't. All the truth comes out.
Oh, I feel now, don't you kind of feel like now I want to, like, find out some other great Legion of Skanks thing that was completely a lie that is like, this never happened. Harrington did fuck Alex. We made him the villain.
We really did.
She was the whore. She had a boyfriend.
Also, right now, Alex. Her ex-boyfriend's just sitting at home crying.
I knew it. Did he have suspicions you were fucking Harrington?
You're probably fucking that homeless guy.
No, not at all. He
Smell like pigeon shit.
Why?
Definitely cheated.
Were you fucking that homeless guy again?
Why is there a six pack wrapper around your neck?
You have cardboard sign on like you again.
Like you're a dolphin.
I promise you this guy deserved it.
Why is newspaper lettering all over your back? Like you were riding a guy under a blanket of newspapers.
Like silly putty.
Why did you come home in a shopping cart? What is going on here?
Why is there a full fish skeleton in your pocket?
Why are you wearing a trench coat and Orlando Magic Shaquille O'Neal jersey and flip-flops?
Hey, Alex, I was just straightening up our bedroom. What is this stick and handkerchief?
Why is there a receipt from the recycling center in your pocket?
Why is there seven empty cans of beans under the bed?
Yeah. Why is there a train hopping schedule here?
Why do you have a stick with a bandana tied to the end of it? What's going on?
Fuck me. Damn.
Everyone, surely the joke was good, but Dave already said it. Like,
yeah, really?
That's what everybody thought. Everybody thought, like, guess who didn't hear Dave say it.
I just felt bad that surely it would have felt worse to bomb. Yeah. He was like, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah. Is Dave's mic on? All right, just check it.
Is Dave's mic on?
Doggy, oh my God, dude. Imagine that. Your girlfriend cheats on you with Harrington.
That'd be like a real, you wouldn't even be mad. You'd just be like a wake-up call. You'd be like,
what have I done?
She's just fucking homeless people willy nilly.
What's the wake up call? I really got to let myself go and get some pussy.
Really bad guy. I should really fit. Like,
wow, you're pregnant with another dude's baby. Get over it, Alex.
I'm just saying.
But I really do.
That was the reason.
I hope that this guy was at home and was like, oh, I heard Alex is pregnant. Maybe I'll tune in to Legion of Skanks tonight. I wish her well.
Oh, God damn it, dude.
That's good to hear. I know she always wanted to have children. Wish I could have provided that for her.
If she was anything, she was faithful.
One thing I know about Alex.
It's got to suck to find out from a guy who goes, you're just not enough. And what is enough? Harrington.
Yeah.
I feel bad because I love Harrington. Harrington's a great dude.
Great dude.
Harrington's going to fight at Skankfest. He's fighting a guy named Boogerbeard.
And your boyfriend.
Finally.
Yeah. And we talked about this a little bit. I think Harrington's going to win this fight.
I think so, too.
At first, I wasn't sure. But the more Lewis told me about the details, I think...
Why? Can you give me a little tale?
Does Boogerbeard have baby arms from like a war?
No, he's a big dude, but evidently has never done anything at all and is saying he's not going to train for the fight. And I just go, you know what? I think this guy, the guy does not seem like a tough guy, and I think Harrington's just done more boxing than him.
If I fought Harrington, would Harrington beat me?
You would wreck Harrington.
I think you'd wreck Harrington.
You would, let
me say.
Wreck Harrington.
I don't know the answer for sure.
In MMA, I think Jay would wreck Harrington. In boxing, I think Jay, there's something like...
Jay would wreck
I don't know that Jay's going to knock Harrington out with like a few punches.
If
so
he gives
I think
him
he's going to punch
scores.
Himself out
now,
at one point.
Jay would...
Right now, if Jay didn't train at all...
I wouldn't.
I mean...
Lewis, shocker.
He'd wreck him. He'd wreck him. He'd hit him with shots that would drop him and fuck him up.
This is Boogerbeard. It's actually Harrington from a different
Wow. I honestly thought that was just Harrington.
Folks, this is Harrington. This is the man that got Alex pregnant.
That's who he's fighting? Yeah, I'll take
Harrington. Guys, this isn't Harrington. This is Alex's ex who she cheated on.
She just likes guys like this.
You get it? Does it make more sense now?
All of a sudden, my ex-boyfriend got a home, started acting like an asshole. I got to go back to dating homeless dudes.
Yeah, but Boogerbeard's very confident that he's going to be able to beat Harrington. Alex, how do you feel about that? How do you feel about the father of your child going and boxing in silly boxing matches at Skankfest?
I mean, it's fine. He enjoys it. I think he's going to win.
He is going to win.
Yeah. That is Alex resigning herself to the fact that she's got to rely on this guy at this point. He's like, you know what? I got to be Team Harrington. That's my life now.
I'm going to bet on Harrington.
I would bet on Harrington in this fight.
I think
not
so.
Against Jay.
You don't think a guy?
Jay would beat Harrington in a
Jay
fight.
Is freakishly
in a boxing match is a different thing, dude. And also, punching strength is much different than Jay's like
a
driving
fight,
you through a wall. Strength.
A fight with Jay, there's not even a conversation.
No, so a fight
Harrington
Jay would wreck Harrington shit. But a boxing match.
I still think Jay would hit Harrington.
So tell
hard
your boyfriend
enough.
To watch his mouth, Alex.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Jay, is there anybody?
The crowd goes, ooh, he hasn't said anything. So tell him, keep my name out of his mouth. He goes, he hasn't said anything. He goes, yeah, but you know, moving forward.
Jay, is there anybody that you would box at Skankfest?
I don't know. It would have to be after the special for sure. Let me tell you something. Every time I watch it, I get juiced up.
You want to do it? You want to just try it?
I do, but I think I'm going to fucking have
Who
like,
do you think
stamina.
Would be a good matchup against you? You and Shane?
No. Well, no, I don't think me and Shane.
Afraid
maybe.
Of Shane, dude.
Maybe me and Shane. I don't
you
know.
Could
maybe
bet on it.
Training.
I'll be there.
Shane was working out a lot for a while. I don't know if he still is. Yeah. But I mean, so I don't know. Shane, but yeah, maybe that'd be a good matchup.
Have you been working out?
Just lifting weights, no kind of stamina shit at all.
Oh, okay. So that you'd have to you'd basketball, train him, right?
Basketball is the most like of cardio I do. And you know, you could find a way to stand around a lot in basketball.
Yeah, Jay doesn't do a lot of cardio in basketball. As you
now,
guys
you're
remember
wrong.
From our game.
I pick and then I roll.
I mean, well, there was a lot of kicking his feet into the dirt and pouting. That really wasn't.
There was that flailing my arms. Pointing for Lewis to go places he didn't understand.
I tried. Lewis tried. Lewis tried.
Lewis did try. Never had one
I
bad
did
word
try.
To say about Lewis.
Did try. Yeah.
Never had a bad word about
By
him.
The way, this is what Lewis says after sex.
Lewis tried.
And he tries to start a chant in the room, too. And the girl goes, I'm not going to chant that.
Yes, you are.
You want to get home safe? You are going to chant it.
You gave consent. Say it, bitch.
I'm filming you. Say it's fine. I know I already did it.
Yeah. Can we? A couple
we
of
a lot
things.
Of stuff. A lot of fun stuff.
Look, first of all, I was supposed to have a whole fucking Braveheart speech prepared for this show because I feel like after last week's episode, look, it was great. Callan was great on the episode. I got no beef with Brian Callan. I'm just saying, you know.
What?
We were kind of pussies. We should have been a little bit more hardcore with the lie detector test.
Oh, yeah. We did kind of bitch out on the lie
kind
detector
test. And if we're going to do things, I feel like we should do them fucking all the way.
Yeah, but that's a situation where he just wouldn't have done it.
You're probably right. He probably wouldn't have answered all of our awesome rape questions.
No. If we asked rape questions, he would have ripped the lie detector off.
A lot of people. He would have raped
by the
it
way,
off.
No, Lewis. This guy. Oh, my crazy arms.
A lot of people draw the line at rape questions.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Lewis, didn't you say you're going to run the questions by him and stuff like that? And like we're going to like.
Yeah, but Lewis says a lot.
Weren't you the one?
Yes,
didn't
that's the problem.
So you bitched out.
I bitched out, but we all.
So you're giving yourself a Braveheart?
We all did. I told you the same thing. We all. If we're going to do things, we shouldn't half-ass them.
The
we
answers?
Should fucking do them.
Forest.
And I watched a speech by the great Steve Jobs today, uh-huh. And it really made me think about the core values of Legion of Skanks and where we should be at.
Yeah. Are we
what we should be
speech?
Fucking doing.
Space-age technology.
Are we going to watch the speech?
Well, they brought up some of the speech. It was great.
All right.
And what we're about isn't making boxes.
It's not about
their jobs done, although we do that well.
It's not about just making people laugh on a podcast, folks, even though we do that pretty well.
Anybody, in some cases.
Better than most, except for Cumtown and
But Apple's about something more than that. Apple, at the core, its core value, is that we believe that people with passion can change the world for the better. That's what we do.
Folks, you're not getting goosebumps right now?
Wait, that's what we're trying to do here?
No.
Dave, this show's more about than just making fun of pregnant women. You understand? There's a lot of layers to this.
Yeah, thing. There's trannies, wait, blacks.
I don't think so.
Jews and gooks and kikes. You're goddamn right. We need to get back to our core fucking values on the Legion of Skanks. We're supposed to be the most offensive podcast on earth, and I feel like we're just pussyfooting it.
Right.
Get Brian Callan back in here.
Come on, Brian Callan. Get your fucking L.A. faggot ass back over here. We're going to give it. No,
you
want to
answer
Brian.
Some real questions?
I like Brian.
Dolia, you get over here. I got a couple of lie detector questions I want to ask.
You know what you guys are promoting it. They're like, Brian Callan's going to do the lie detector test. A bunch of L.A. female comics were like, oh, I'm tuning in for this one.
Yeah. Turns out he just thinks he's funnier than Mike Feeney.
But don't we all?
Well, we haven't been tested. I said in the chat that we should definitely have Mike Feeney on to ask if he thinks he's funnier than everybody who said he's funier than him.
If he gets
we
a little bit
that.
Funnier, we'll bring him on.
Mike Feeney
just slightly funnier.
Also raped a lot of girls.
Mike Feeney?
I heard.
You heard it here first.
No, we should
fire.
I'll take a lie detector test.
I would. Mike Feeney raped girls.
I would genuinely love to have Mike Feeney on the podcast. The problem is that all of our previous guests have been funnier than him.
Yeah, what do we do? We can't go down.
Until
like...
tonight.
And you guys look stupid.
Yeah, we look like assholes then.
Right.
It is very dumb. So anyway, the point is we have to go back to the core values of Legion of Skanks, okay?
Okay.
We got to fucking ramp it up a little bit, Alex and Bobby.
But Lewis actually got you guys into a room and berated you with this.
I made them watch it. I made them watch the entire 7-minute video.
Did you really?
Were you guys thinking that Lewis is probably high and what a dumbass is of an idea this is?
Alex, were you not inspired?
I love the idea of going back to the core values of the show.
Thank you.
Everyone has to become homeless again, though. Wow. That's what it is. Lewis has to be like living in a fucking box.
Just so you know, Alex, with his dog. If we do that, your baby's going to be canceled before it's born.
The first ever canceled fetus.
Alex, what is the price that we can get you to abort this baby? Yeah.
Lewis,
truly, that's an honest question.
I literally do not have a price.
$200,000.
No.
Alex, no. Alex. Lewis is going to write a number down on a piece of paper and slide it over to you. Can I just mention two words? Tax-free. That changes everything. Watch this.
No, let's talk hype.
Let me say this. You and Harrington, you guys are young. You can make another baby. You don't even know this baby. This next baby's
unless
life.
You get a, unless you get a botch this. Job on that abortion, because that can fuck you up forever.
This baby's life, the next baby's life will be, I'm talking about like taken care of. You can name the number that your next baby and your next three babies, they have the greatest fucking lives ever.
By the way, I feel like Alex and Harrington, their price to be set for life would be way too low.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like $60,000.
Sure. Don't have a price, you guys. You could not pay me.
You could always tell them stories about little Stevie who was never born.
Right. Name him Mulligan. Just do it over.
He's waiting for you in heaven with his angel wings.
You can make all jokes aside, Alex, that is the correct answer.
Thank
you would
Dave.
Never kill a baby inside you.
On purpose. Again.
Alex has probably had multiple abortions already.
My God. She's got a punch card.
And she already has to answer for that on the other side. Yeah. She's not going to do it again.
She has a punch card. This one would be free.
No, she's physically not able to anymore. They turned her away. They're like, sorry, Alex.
They can't believe you're pregnant again. They thought your insides were scraped out.
They yelled at her like a Chinese.
They thought everything came out with that last one. Remember? Topher?
Topher.
I named all of your abortions.
Topher.
That one was going to be an asshole named Topher.
Yeah, always.
You named him Christopher, but he chose Topher. What a jag-off.
Well, no number. Wow.
There's
I don't
number.
Believe it.
If I was going to have aborted kids, I would put their heads up like on mantles like deer.
Yeah.
And just put them in my room.
Absolutely right. Your trophy room.
They don't give you the heads, dude.
They don't give you the heads?
And they're not that developed. You abort them.
Has anyone ever asked for that?
No, well, actually, Anthony only does late-term abortions.
Well, what are they, like this big? If Alex got an abortion right now, the baby's like this big, right? So you'd have a little tiny little hilarious.
Oh, it's already blind? Kill it. Kill it.
No, that baby's too cool.
Meatball-sized baby head.
Alex, your baby's blind and he has these sweet shades.
He dresses like a dork.
Oh, we can't make jokes like that because if the baby comes out blind now, we're going to feel terrible. They're going to go back to this episode and point out the time that the Legion of Skanks
made it
blind. That Lewis wished your baby blind?
No, I didn't wish
your
baby.
That was terrible. I wouldn't do that.
I hope that your baby is none of the things that are these dolls on the table.
I hope it's mostly you.
Blind, in a wheelchair, black.
I'll be on record.
I wish none of these things upon your baby.
I kind of wish your baby's black. Yeah. That will be hilarious.
That'll be a fun episode.
I hope your baby is not a racist bear or retarded.
I do hope your baby utilizes the auto blow, though. It's a safe and fun way to exercise the demons without having to
I hope
to
your baby's not an auto blow.
I hope your baby doesn't get used like an auto blow by a fucking weird aunt
your
or
baby
uncle.
Should not be used as anything on this table. We love your baby. Do you have a name yet?
Yeah, I think I have one picked, but I'm not sharing it until the baby's born.
Topher.
Is it
Branson?
Is your Hitler. Name he told the truth, Harrington?
Is it Barrington Harrington?
That would be good.
Is it?
Do they know
that
what they're having?
Good.
Huh?
Do they know if it's a boy or a girl?
Do you know yet?
I also know that, yeah.
You don't want to share that?
You're not going to tell?
Okay.
Alex, why are you being coy? Your hormones are all out of whack. Who cares?
Will you tell us off air?
I'll tell you guys off air.
I already know.
Does Harrington know the sex of the baby yet?
Yeah.
Oh, so you
I mean, that would be weird if she knew and was willing to tell us.
No, sometimes the father doesn't want to know.
Yeah,
sometimes the father doesn't want to know.
Or you know, the wife hates the husband.
Was that a real picture you put on Instagram? The
yeah,
the one of her ass.
No, the ass one was very.
No, that was enhanced.
That was enhanced.
No, the
ultrasound.
Can you pull it? Do you mind pulling that?
Yeah, it's a real picture.
Did anybody else point out that it looks like your baby has a gigantic
monster cock? Yeah.
A couple people said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that thing. Oh.
Look at that baby's monster. Booyah. Do you know what that baby is?
Are you giving birth to buy? Also, looks like your baby's wearing blackface.
That baby's either.
It looks like it has a receding hairline and blackface.
Wait a minute. Monster cock, blackface? It's Dave's baby.
Monster tits with prominent nipples right above a monster cock, dude? You're having the most woke baby ever.
Well, Alex, is that a fucking huge dick? What is going on?
I think that's a leg.
Yeah, I was going to say. That kid's either going to have.
If that was the baby's dick, he would already be bigger than several entries into our smallest dick competition.
Oh, my God.
As a baby.
Is that baby trying to suck its own huge dick? Is that Byron's baby?
Yeah, give birth to Byron.
Tip to lip.
Tip to lip. Tip to lip. It looks like your baby has a beer gut.
That's me.
Well, that's Harrington's side.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's already got a beer gut like Harrington.
It's only 12 weeks. Give it a little break.
How great would it be if you saw like cum shooting out of the dick onto the baby's face?
Like a fountain?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Alex. Your baby's going to go back and watch this one day.
Yeah, it was just a question, Alex. You have to get weird.
Yeah, the tiniest little bookie.
Hey, guys, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta.com. What's going on, YoDelta Vampire?
Oh,
how are
man.
You today?
That Frankenstein thing's eating shit, dude.
Hey, dude.
We should have thought of a better monster for that one, you know?
Hey, you know what, dude? I feel like you're being very negative, and to be honest with you, maybe a little bit jealous of the attention that Rocco and a Frankenstein has.
Oh, yeah, dude, I'm super jealous of a guy who's got... headlights for eyes? Totally, bro.
Well, I'm just saying.
I hope I don't lose my spot in the hierarchy to that clump.
You come in every week. You seem a little bit to hate on the Rock Auto Frankenstein. Rock Auto Frankenstein has been trending upwards with the fans. They've been talking about him a lot. So
yeah.
It's just a little bit strange that you just come in with this attitude. Instead of just doing your own
what
thing.
What a worthy adversary. I could turn him off with a key.
Listen, dude. I'm saying you have your own promo to do. I haven't seen him talk about you at all.
You want
to
see a fight? I'm training for it, bro. I'm eating bonbons on a raft in a pool. I don't give a shit. Bring it when you bring it.
Well, anyway, guys, if you want to get high and not be a weird paranoid lunatic.
Oh, yeah, that's what I am, a paranoid lunatic. Yeah, I'm training, dude. I'm doing roadside arm wrestling contests, like over the top.
You're freaking out, and you seem like you're very threatened by Rocco and Frankenstein.
Oh, yeah, I'm super threatened. There's headlights for eyes.
But anyway,
yes.
Regardless, if you're over 21 years old and you're living in the majority of states where Delta 8 is illegal, you guys can get affordable, high-quality Delta.
Yes, it's dangerous, not like auto parts. I sell all the parts at good prices. This shit isn't even legal everywhere.
I think that somebody's living your head rent-free.
More exclusive Delta 8. Car parts anywhere.
Go to YoDelta.com and get your gummies and vapes delivered right to your house. Get super stoned.
No gummies over at Rock Auto, probably,
and
huh?
Go to, if you guys go there, if you go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order.
Better deals too.
Right now,
we have a promo code. Those guys have no promo code because our deals are that good. Fire pad. Oh man, what a boob.
YoDelta.com promo code GAS. All right, where were we, Dave? What's your one piece of advice for Alex?
There's a lot.
Just one dude.
Okay, one piece of advice. I'd say this. When you're pregnant, it kind of feels like, I think, at least from, like, it's awesome, at least from the guy's perspective. For you, it sucks. But it kind of feels like you're pregnant now. Like, that's life. But it's not. That's just, like, that's over. Like, life is that you're going to have a kid. Not even that you're going to have a baby. And so, like, it all kind of goes, like, real fast. So just try to kind of enjoy every moment of it. Because it's not like this is just going to be a fucking flash. And before you know it, this is all over. And
Dave's going to make me fucking cry.
Dave, you know what's sweet?
According to your abortion history, this is probably the last go around. So, you know, I'd say.
Dave, you know what's sweet? I think I told you that advice. I think I said to you before that it all moves very fast.
I think you're just taking complete credit for this.
You know what, dude? That was my thing, actually.
You know what's, what's really sweet? The way you fucking stole everything you do from me.
I don't think it's stolen at all.
Oh, I don't know, but I just...
But I said it made all every shitty part of it, even like I said, because when it's like when they're crying and they're up at night and... Colic, it all moves so fast that it's like everything that seems like it sucks moves so fast. Try to enjoy the good of it.
Well, I feel like the
now you
the
guys are giving each other advice. This is weird.
Well, this is just from my
Alex. I would tell you to abort the baby for the money, but
that's just me.
I remember like my daughter who's like going to be four this year.
Not aborted.
Not well, partially, but. But I remember almost like when she was a baby, it was just like it almost felt like that's life now. I have a baby,
right?
You know what I mean? And that's
sure.
And then like before you know it, that's over. And now I'll look back at pictures of that and be like, oh my god, like that's insane. I'll never have that right. time back.
Before you know it, she's four. You can leave her like outside the supermarket on a leash.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just go and do your thing.
Back at all. And you're like, you know, people are yelling at you. You're like, the window's cracked.
Yeah, it's cracked. It's,
Karen.
It's not 95 right. degrees out. It's only 94.
But you just, I just say, just try to enjoy the whole fucking ride. And it's going to, no advice is really going to do anything. It's going to fucking change you, and it'll just fucking happen.
Everybody on this panel is a father, and none of us are with our children right now.
That's why we're all thrilled.
That's what
we're
bitches are for, dude.
Yeah, that's right. You got to get yourself a bitch.
So, Alex,
my daughter's in her apartment.
Alex, somehow get yourself a bitch. And
Jay, how old's yours now?
She's going to be 20 next
20.
Month.
20. She's
20?
She's a grown ass.
That's not true.
Grown
true.
Ass. 14. Mine's,
Isabella is going to be 20 years old.
Mine's 14. She's just becoming a teenager.
Wild.
Just becoming a
it's
teenager.
It's crazy.
That is fucking bananas, dude.
It is.
20.
When was the last time you talked to Jay?
Well, I mean, it's been months off air.
Yeah, that's. I mean,
Jay's not really talking.
That's
like
not true. It shouldn't be that much of a shock.
She was Costello.
She was.
A day ago.
She is 18, or she is 19. She was 18 last year. You're not paying attention.
No, I mean, it does. You're right that was the logical progression of all of those years.
But just the number. 20s, yeah,
20, because I still fucking, in my mind, Isabella's kind of 7. James is 3. Yeah. Like I just have these ages that they're almost like locked into in my mind, and it's so bizarre.
Yeah,
I don't
it's
know.
It's funny seeing James' personality on like the stuff you show and stuff. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, yeah, he's gay.
What a super dad he is. He's like taking his kid to
real Quibo.
Quibo. Is he gay? Do you think he's gay?
He's not gay.
No, he's not. But your mom would have thought he was.
My mom called me a faggot. Like she knew it bothered me, so she would like do it to like get at me.
Well, how fair, else you were you like, Mom, come see me in South Pacific tonight.
I was wearing eyeliner and long purple hair.
Some enchanted evening.
He goes, I'm not gay. I just want you to. I want you to come support your son and meet me in St. Louis tonight.
Wait, hold on. She called you gay when you like were like a teenager in rock.
She would accuse me.
You were wearing black lipstick and doing musical theater.
Gay.
She's right.
Were you gay relations with my friend James Meekum, who was the bassist of Salty Black Flower,
and also a person you had jerk parties with.
Nope, never had a jerk party with Meekum.
So she never called. She falsely accused you of
gay stuff. By the time I became friends with him, by the time I was in high school, I was no longer having jerk parties. Jerk parties were strictly late elementary school to late middle school.
That's a long window, bro.
That's all of middle school.
Yeah, thank you.
And some of elementary school.
Now, who initiated the jerk party? Was it
I was the common denominator.
Lewis hosted.
Yeah, love.
I had multiple groups that I would have jerk parties.
Guys, jerk party this Tuesday. Please RSVP.
Save the date.
Yeah. You're in my Wednesday jerk group, right? Okay, good.
How many jerk parties were there?
I mean,
countless.
There was enough for
your mom to call you a faggot, I guess, right?
No, I did have jerk parties with just about every group of friends that I had.
Wow.
Like, but separately.
Was that your initiation into friendship with you? Like, you have to jerk off.
No, we would just get there.
Did you ever think about,
hey, dude, I'm horny. You horny? You want to jerk?
How's it get there?
Did you ever get did you ever get any of the groups to combine at all? Like, oh, wow, looks like we all love jerking off one of us.
I just had, you guys had them meet in a park. So I was like, so we're all here.
Wow, wacky. We all love jerking off one
of us. You like the breakfast?
This is mega jerk party. It's like when mosh pits combine at a concert.
Guys, we're all getting a little too old for this. So what do you say this weekend?
We have the jerk party to end all jerk parties.
Jerkapalooza.
Who's in?
Jerkapalooza.
And for one moment, the jocks, the nerds, the goths, they all got together.
Everyone got together. And for one night. And just for one night, we were all the same. Young boys masturbating in front of each other to one porno.
One cookie.
Doggy, I had... Yes, I had, I mean, my maybe the largest group was.
By the way, Alex, this is all part of Lewis's advice to you. So this is all. It's
and then the smallest, smallest group. It's just you and another guy.
That's not a group.
Let the
dude.
Boy have a jerk party. That's a gay experience.
No.
Yep.
Come on, dude. Me and my buddy jerking off in a pool together.
That's fine.
Yep.
That's not a gay experience.
No. That is a gay experience.
All right, if that's a gay experience, then I have like 100 gay experiences.
Well, that's called a breakthrough. Welcome. Welcome.
Good job, buddy.
Call me a homosexual.
I don't know why I'm so angry all the time.
That explains your lifelong journey to prove you're not gay. Dude, I'll tell you what. Call jerking off in a pool, that is gay with a friend. Yeah.
We weren't coming yet. We weren't coming semen yet.
Uh-huh. I got you.
It was fine, dude.
It's not that fine.
You're in the water. You're semen.
If we were coming, we were just, you know, orgasming.
Was this an what kind of pool was this? In-ground pool?
That's what women do. You guys come until you start shaking. It's hilarious.
Was it an in-ground pool?
No, above-ground pool.
Above-ground pool? Dude, so you guys, dude, that's gay. That's
my buddy Rocky, who became gay.
You guys, of course he did.
Yeah. He didn't become gay.
He was gay then, dude. Yeah, so were you.
Just an honest guy.
So,
you were both gay then.
Jerking off.
My buddy Rocky, he became gay. So anyway, back in sixth grade, we were jerking each other off.
We're jacking off. In front of each other, really enjoying it.
Back then, when
years later, this guy goes on, works some stuff out, finds out he's gay.
Totally shocked.
Let me tell you, back then when he was straight and we were jerking off in front of each other.
You're not understanding, dude. By the way, core values of Legion of Skanks, making fun of Luis J. Gomez. We're getting back there.
Yeah.
There we go.
Taking it like a champ.
No, we never really fell off of that one too much.
Nice save, Luis. Nice
save. Luis, what's your advice to Alex as a new parent to be?
All right. No locks on their bedroom doors.
Leave Harrington, start banging a black guy. Seems to have worked out.
I look into this guy named Boogerbeard. He sounds like a nice guy.
Real catch.
Yeah, what if Boogerbeard wins? Does he get you?
Oh.
One night with Alex.
One magical night with Alex. You think Harrington would put that on the line? One magical night with his pregnant wife?
I do not think so, no.
You don't want to be the Miss Elizabeth of Legion of Skanks?
Come on.
Alex, come on.
Come on, Alex.
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 You think you're so great that's you can't have one magical night with Boogerbeard if he beats up your boyfriend?
No, I would prefer not to.
Oh. I bet you Harrington
that's
would
not
fight.
Confidence in Harrington.
What if all right, Boogerbeard can watch you pee.
Really weird.
Alex.
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 Come on, Alex. Come on, Alex. You're pregnant. You're peeing a lot.
How about this?
That's like
a lot he doesn't get to watch you pee, but he gets to watch you push pee where no pee comes out, but your pussy goes...
Do we have a deal?
I met you halfway.
Just winks at you.
Sharks?
It's just pee, Alex.
I mean, I guess if Mike were okay with it, it just seems weird to me and less sexual than fucking somebody.
No, it's hot.
So. You got to go legs open. He's got to see the dangle.
Yeah, you got to put one leg behind your neck like some circus.
He's got to see a little bit of the beef.
No.
And you got to moan booger beard when the pee's coming out.
No.
You got to say booger beard with your pussy. Like, you're going to make your pussy talk. Booger beard.
Or
watch
it's happening,
spin.
Booger beard.
Or can no, I'm not pregnant peeing in front of anybody.
Come on.
All right, calm down. Calm down.
I swear to God, dude, why are you on the show?
Dude.
You're so
she
vanilla.
She sucks.
Dude, she sucks. Dude, we're trying to go back to our core values, dude. Ding dong would pee in front of booger beard.
Well, I'll tell you what. Ding Dong's coming to Skankfest.
Ding Dong is coming to Skankfest.
Oh, wow.
I bet you Ding Dong will pee in front of Booger Beard.
By the way, if I'll take that action. I don't think she will.
Shut up, dude.
Dave, you don't know shit.
Look at
about
Alex just shoving French fries into her face
down.
Right now. She's so pregnant.
You guys could taste my breast milk for a Skanky event if you'd like to.
There you go.
Wait. Straight from the titties?
From the
come
not
on.
Straight
yeah.
from
me and Jay on one titty each.
Has
no.
to be from the tits.
Please.
Can me and Lewis do a thing where we each suck you? Listen first before you start answering.
Harrington would be cool
me
with
me and
it.
Lewis each suck your tit, and then we spit out what's in our mouth, and we see in like a minute, like double dare, like who gets to the line? Who fills the line faster?
No.
Fuck you. How about if we have a machine where we can suck it out way down the pike? You know what I mean? Like there's a
tube. It's like a breast pump.
A breast pump, but we're at the end of the pump.
on the end of the breast bump.
Like a breast bong?
If I could be covered up, then maybe.
You can. You can totally be covered
maybe
up.
By breast pump. I would consider that.
By breast pump, you're covered up.
No, she can even be by the two feet away
from me. You're not all up. You're a few feet away from me, sipping through a straw, I'm assuming.
A big hose.
Like a funnel.
It's
going to
be. It's going to be basically the end of a plunger attached to your tit with a tube that comes into her mouth.
And I'm covered up.
I'll be honest.
Yeah, the plunger's covering your tit, you idiot.
I have a shirt over it.
I'll be honest. I don't think that'll milk.
Oh,
no,
Dave's
it won't.
A scientist all of a sudden.
It won't, but it's fun.
No, I'm skipping right on Dave.
All right, back to the core values. Dave killing bits.
Look, I want to see you guys try.
There's
I'm telling you,
way.
I don't think you can milk
There's
a tit
a,
that way.
Can. There is a way. Absolutely.
There's definitely
you think
way
me and Lewis can't suck harder than a baby? Fuck that.
No, but a baby couldn't do it from a tube.
You're right, he
away.
Couldn't. But me and Lewis can.
Look at this right here. Perfect. Perfect. And we can this
yeah,
is this in our is this
like
into somebody's
they pump.
Mouth?
They like fucking like are right on.
Yeah,
the tip,
you just lay under it like you're in a Slurpee machine. You know, you just lay on it and let it just fall on.
There's
you.
A way we can get milk out of Alex's tit
okay.
right to our mouths through a tube.
Oh no! Yes, it can, you could do that.
Okay, look,
I'm
blah,
saying,
blah,
but
stop.
It won't be you
stop.
From sucking.
Oh no, it'll be us.
Stop. Go back to that picture. Go back to that. Pull that one up right there. Yes, you cut a hole. In the bottom of that tube, or in the bottom of the thing that is going into,
and our mouth is over,
and
it.
Our mouth is sucking.
Okay,
out
so
of
let
the
me
tube,
hold on.
Dude.
Let me be clear. You can absolutely have Alex pump her breast with the breast pump and catch it in your mouth.
Yes,
I'm saying it won't okay. be you.
Okay,
sucking
Dave.
That's
does it matter?
It. Well, then where's the competition?
Dave, keep
I think
up.
You're wrong. I think it's our suck power from a distance.
This sounds like a job for MythBusters, guys.
Doggy, I'm telling you, this is the greatest idea we've ever had in our entire lives.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do
it's
it.
It's going to be a pretty high fill line, too.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be
a lot
of sucks.
A lot of titty milk.
Well, here's the thing. If I'm pumping it with my hand, and you're pumping it with your hand, and then we take it into our mouth, I think that's enough of a challenge, even if we're not actually sucking.
You guys are like those one-man bands that have the drum and the cymbals on them. You're doing all this shit. At the
I think it's got to be our suck force.
Yeah, I agree.
Look at Bobby and Alex both writing down suck force.
I think we can do it.
We
guys,
are the music makers.
Listen to me.
You're saying you have the suck force of what? Five babies?
Five babies, easy.
Right. Easy. Way more, dude.
Probably more, you're right.
Probably more.
All right, no,
suck
I think
force?
Five.
Yeah.
Let's not get crazy.
Oh, dude, I'll fucking suck the fuck out of a baby, dude. Are you out of your mind?
Buddy, Lewis, that... That came out weird.
Yeah. Core fucking value.
We're back. And just
we're
like
back.
That, we're back.
We're fucking back.
Molesting kids. Let's
they thought
it.
They could stop us, but we're back. They thought we changed, but we haven't.
Nope.
We're like, back to our core values.
Big podcast tried to cancel us.
I like you guys made me give genuine advice to Alex, and then you just went off on a titty-sucking conversation.
No, we were just trying to do dabs. We just did dabs and set you off for a minute. We know you and your fucking stupid American values nonsense. We're going to go on a real thing. And make sure your baby understands that's what that flag represents. And not just what people use it for, but what it actually means.
I mean, that's
liberty,
not
pursuit of happiness, the white man's right.
Dude, Beatrice is so
to
mad.
Live.
So James just started going to school in Jersey, and he just learned in the fourth grade the Pledge of Allegiance. He's
never
said the Pledge of Allegiance. Never heard it
in
New York City. Never once in a school.
Real, and he was in public school too.
Yeah, he was.
So they don't. Oh, wow, that's interesting.
That's it.
Of the non-binary.
No, that's not. That's the
Star Spangled Banner, but it worked for my non-binary joke.
Jay would just sing the Star Spangled Banner every morning. Can you still say the Pledge of Allegiance, Jay?
Yeah.
That's stand up though.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Wow. Next time, why don't
America
you stand
folks.
Up? Okay.
USA.
Get him.
USA.
So, yeah, New York City, they don't do that anymore. No prayer.
And I'm
no
proud
prayer.
To be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that life to me. And I'm proudly
those are life for me?
Next to you and defend her still today.
Wasn't right to me.
Kikes for me?
What? It was kikes to me.
There we go.
It was core values.
You gave
guys.
Those kikes to me.
Core values.
Core values. And defend her still today.
I love when Dave was giving his sincere advice, you just hear this jet engine torch in the background. Lou is heating up and down. He's like, just learn to love your child. It all goes. Core value.
You want to do some plugs real quick?
Yeah.
There's a lot of fun
Mr.
show.
Mr. Zenhauser. What do you got going on, buddy? Plug all your
stuff.
Hey,
man. At the Zen Comic everywhere. And I'm going to be with Shuli. Shuli, take it over.
Yeah, I'm doing New York Comedy Club Thursday night, Atlantic City Friday, Fairfield Saturday.
Are you guys working together?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Fuck yeah.
And then the following weekend, I'm in Long Island, September 30th, October 1st. So I'll be here in town a bunch. And you can go to the Shuli Show. We just started a new podcast called The Uncle Rico Show with Jay. I know you would love this. We pull clips of Stuttering John and dissect and comment on it and goof on it.
I got to tell you, can I give you something? I still listen to Stern.
Yeah.
Always. He's back from his long vacation. And I got to tell you, I still, it's habitually I listen.
Yeah.
Still. But by pure habit, I think I'm almost doing exclusively the old clips now because he is 100% talks about COVID. It's almost exclusively what he talks about. And that
still?
We're all still...
Yeah,
and that he's got a high.
Like still now, he's talking about COVID.
Not he's mad because Robin went to the Pearl Jam concert. Like, I saw a picture of him not wearing a mask. Gary went on vacation. He's mad at everybody.
Wait,
he's
still with the masks and shit.
He doesn't leave his house still. It's crazy, and it's like it makes. And I'm like a hypochondriac, so he makes me like it's too nervous to listen to it. He makes me uncomfortable.
Like that's so
I'm trying to like fucking. I'm trying to
so
like enjoy it.
So the edgiest
like
guy
laugh.
On radio is now just a bitch who's like scared.
He's also a 75-year-old.
Yeah, but it's like.
Yeah, he's 70 years old. So
but you
I
would
mean,
think he would just like say that privately to them and be like, "This is."
It's the
good.
Whole
like,
show at this point is like gloom and doom about fucking COVID and it's awful.
He's always been a hypochondriac, but yeah, now he's like wearing like
well, I knew when this
tissue
thing
boxes
hit,
on his feet.
I knew when this thing hit. I said, "This is a dream come true for him because he doesn't have to leave the house.
He'll never walk in the studio again."
And that's what I said. I said
that
to
multi-million
there.
Dollar studio. He'll never walk
Let's
in.
Let's continue plugs.
Yeah, sorry.
ShalomShuli.com for dates and the Shuli Show and Uncle Rico and that's it. Thank you.
Good buddy.
A couple things. This weekend, me and Ehrenberg, the Offend Everyone tour continues to ride on. We're on Tampa, Florida at Side Splitters Tampa. Then at the end of the month, the 29th through October 2nd, we'll be in Plano, Texas at the Plano House of Comedy. Lots of other dates coming up, going all over the place. Go to lewisofskanks.com. Leading all the way up to Skankfest. Skankfest's happening in Las Vegas October 14th through 16th. Presented exclusively by Ukraine. I'm the best fucking sponsors in the game. So we will be giving away some Skankfest tickets next Monday. We'll be giving away another couple pair leading up to Skankfest. Every week we should be giving away at least one pair. And if you guys love this show, subscribe to Gas Digital Network. GasDigitalNetwork.com is home to 22 of the best podcasts in the world. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Go binge listen to every episode we've ever done. You can only get them one place. That's GasDigitalNetwork.com.
Sure. Next week, September 25th, one night only, I'm out in Austin, Texas at the Creek in the Cave. The first show is sold out. There's still a few tickets left for the late show. So please come on out to that. It's going to sell out, I think, in the next couple days. So if you want to come out, grab tickets to that. Doing a bunch of fun stuff out there. And then, of course, Skankfest coming up fucking soon. And, yeah, looking forward to all this shit. Part of the Problem, Yo MMA Rap, all right here at the Gas Digital Network. And, yeah, ComicDaveSmith.com for the tickets for Austin. That's all.
Hell yeah. BigJComedy.com for all my dates. This Wednesday, everybody, if you're listening live, this Wednesday, I think a few tickets left for the second show. Wise Guys, me and Ari Shaffir, Kim Congdon going to be on those shows also. Very, very fun. Very, very fun night. And then Friday and Saturday, everyone, Columbus, Ohio, Columbus Funny Bone. Come check me out there. I love that fucking club. Let's fill that fucking place up. The weekend after, Comedy on State, Madison, Wisconsin. And, of course, all leading up to Skankfest, everybody. I'll be doing my special 1 p.m. and 4 p.m. on the Saturday of Skankfest. Very, very, very soon. That's great. That's great. The gun in the butt game is happening at Skankfest, everybody. It is. It's going down. I've been playing, Lewis. Are you playing?
I ain't playing.
You are?
I'm fucking going to war, bitch.
Okay. All right.
Get that asshole ready, doggy.
Okay. All right.
I'll do a no lube rule.
Okay.
I'll do no lube.
No, no,
lube.
No.
No lube, no condom.
Hold on.
No lube, no condom.
No lube, no condom.
Wrong. What are you guys doing?
Wrong gun, dude. All
right.
Guys, there's medical.
What's wrong medical with you? Do you want to get AIDS?
No. You think you're going to get AIDS from a duck hunt gun?
Maybe.
That is how people get AIDS.
Is that where you think AIDS lives? Duck hunt gun?
Sure.
And also the Bonfire Live happening that Friday at Skank Fest. So come check that out. A bunch of Legion of Skanks.
Schedules are all coming out
nuts,
like
yeah.
weeks earlier than they usually come out. So yeah. you guys will be able to plan your...
I know. My house is surrounded by them.
There's five stages this year at Skank Fest. So you're going to be able to plan out your entire weekend early and just go to see the shows that you guys want to see. But there should be two or three opportunities to see everybody in every show at Skank Fest. It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely.
What are you most excited for about Skank Fest?
My special, you dumb shit. It's my special.
Oh, bitch, cunt,
dumb shit.
What is this, dude?
Well, I'll tell you what, dude.
We're turning to our core values.
If you guys did your homework, I wrote beautiful letters to you guys. Orlando Funny Bone coming up after that. I have Kansas City Improv. I'm all over the place. The rest of the year, Miami, Florida, Salt Lake City, Denver, all over the place. Again, in Thanksgiving weekend, everybody, again, Wednesday, Friday and Saturday, I'll be at Helium, back home, Helium, Philadelphia, for Thanksgiving weekend. So come fucking check that. It's always a fun time. And it'll be after my special, so it'll be fun working out new stuff. And, of course, the Bonfire, 5 days a week, Faction Talk, Sirius XM 103 with me and Dan Soder. And, of course, the SDR show right here on the Gas Digital Network. Yeah. Sick. Sick ass.
Sick.
Sick ass. The song ended. I'm also at Cap City and the San Jose Improv at the end of the year. Stress Factory, New Brunswick. It's nonstop, everyone. American Comedy Company, New Year's Eve.
Me and Dave Smith will be on New Year's Eve at the Comedy Store.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I have Jason Ellis and Kim Congdon, I believe, with me.
All right, dude. Go see Jay and Jason Ellis and Kim Congdon.
Oh, listen, yeah. Dude, they're 3 hours away from each other. So yeah. What's a decision they got
to
make?
It's a decision they have to make. We come see me and Dave Smith and friends.
There will be friends.
There will be friends there at the Comedy Store in the main room on New Year's Eve with our Los Angeles New Year's Eve party.
But one friend for sure is not going to be there. Big J.
Kim Congdon.
3 hours down the road.
Fucking
San
Yeah, with
San
my
Diego.
Fucking enemy, dude, giving him my fucking secrets about my MMA skills.
Yeah, dude, I got all kinds of footage that I've broken down the show.
Dude, I bet you will, dude.
Totally.
Are you rooting for Jason Ellis?
I've told you I'm betting $1,000 on you.
Fucking A, dude.
But he didn't say he's rooting for you.
You read between the lines.
That's fair.
Interesting.
I can throw away the G. But I only once in a lifetime see you get the shit kicked out of you. No.
10 years ago.
Look,
Jay,
I can't ignore the odds.
Should we play a game, dude?
Yeah.
It's been a
while.
We
haven't done Who's Most Justified in quite some time.
It's true, everybody. It's time for America's favorite game, everybody. Bobby, I know you're on it so hard.
Who's most justified punching a woman?
Yes, that's right, everybody. It's time for America's favorite game, Who's Most Justified Punching a Woman? Where we find out after watching three clips, not if any are justified, but definitely who's most justified punching a woman. Bobby, we have three contestants, I believe, right?
Yeah. Do we have any setup for who these people are or anything? No, it's fine. Take your time. Dave, you want a little louder into the mic, please?
Dave, do me a favor. Give Alex some advice on life.
You want to love that baby every single day. You want that baby
watch
to grow
it,
up.
Sleep. Watch it awake.
You want to make Dave have a sincere moment.
Well, I'm happy to have
it
a sincere
nice.
Moment.
It was nice. It did make me, it touched me.
Well, listen, you want to remember that your relationship with Mike is what that baby is going to judge all of their relationships on going forward in the future. So make sure you don't fucking cheat on him with Mike Harrington.
Yeah.
You goddamn
just so you know
breath.
What I felt about Dave's thing? I felt like it was all regurged bullshit. I told him already.
Yeah, and I,
told Jay
that.
Never told me any of this. Jay told me the exact opposite. He goes, you know when the baby's screaming at 3 in the morning?
Run.
It will always be this way.
Goes, you will never.
This will never end.
He goes, every day from here on out, a living nightmare.
I go, but it has to end at some point. You go,
never.
No, also, if the baby's a little nauseous, ginger tea.
A little whiskey on the gums.
That is true.
A little cocaine in the nose. Know what I mean? little heroin between the toes. What's right, up?
So, what is this? So this first lady, she had a problem with these guys smoking weed outside of her house or her apartment.
All right.
So this Karen
and
shows up.
He's breaking up weed.
Oh,
shit. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Wow. Whoa. Let me just say, turn like the volume up for one minute. Let's watch it three more times.
Hold on.
Did she knock the weed out of his hand?
Everything. Yes. Knocks it in the air. Yeah.
Doggy. All right, she comes out. She's like, I got a problem with you smoking weed in front of my apartment.
Well, we didn't see you. Did she say anything at all?
Well, I just want to say that.
We cranked the volume.
Mind your game. Oh. I mean, maybe he shouldn't have hit her that hard.
But yeah. Guess what? If she knocks that down in a downward motion, I don't think he hits her. It's the humiliation.
Doggy, all the weed face. Raining down into his hair and his do-rag. Yes.
All right, can I tell you something? So my high school basketball coach
did this.
He said you always when you're trying to steal, like trying to strip the basketball. He goes, you never slap down.
Yeah, up.
Always slap up because the refs are less likely to call that foul.
Yeah.
Like there's just something about it that just like, you know, when you come down, you see them like hit your arm if you do. But when you come up like this, they can't really see if they
got that arm. So you're saying this chick's a baller.
I'm saying this chick was technically flawless.
Dude, I just, the
Coach McMahon would have been proud of her.
Nice.
The weed in slow motion raining down on his head.
Especially if that's all the weed you have left.
It looked like an open hand slap.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe she hit the ground and that's what she, but no, she was unconscious. Before she hit the ground.
You think so?
Yeah. He slapped her unconscious.
He slapped her asleep?
Well, watch it one more time. I'm pretty sure he slapped her unconscious. Watch the fall. You tell me.
Oh, it's my weed, bitch.
Yeah, she's out.
She was out.
She was out before.
Yeah, she didn't block her face.
She didn't try to break the fall at all.
Right. And she fell in the perfect...
She had no ass either, by the way.
She fell in the perfect chalk outline position.
I'll say...
Flat ass.
Look at that. That's every chalk outline you've ever seen.
That's your future booger beard.
I'll just say my comment on this one is that, okay, he's not justified.
What?
In what he did. I'm not saying the most, just the game is the most. I'm just saying I wouldn't strictly call it justified.
I mean, it's as goddamn close to justified. What else is justified?
How broke is this guy and how much was that weed?
Right.
Well, these are all
important
questions.
Was this some fire? Was this bomb ass shit?
We don't know the answer to any of this. And I'm saying that I understand her being pissed off about people smoking weed outside your home. As an adult, I could understand being like, guys, you know, saying
something
about
it. Bitch, you live in a neighborhood where people are smoking weed outside your home. That's on her.
The thing is,
when did Dave become a cop?
Well, the fact that she smacks the weed out of his hand costs him money, inconvenience, a thing he's about to.
She's being chumped by a white chick.
It's almost like he is so in that moment blown away by the nerve. The nerve of someone.
As you're
rolling up weed, in your mind, I'm about to smoke this delicious weed. And now it's just all over the floor and a little bit in your hair. And you're just, I understand the split second reaction of
you lose control of yourself. You just fuck, you saw it.
Not okay. Not okay. Don't do that. Don't do that.
I feel bad for this guy. He's a victim of circumstance. I mean, you're gonna find all. That's
gonna be for the guy. Wow, what a heel turn!
A heel turn. She came over, smacked his weed out of his hand.
Technically, she hit him first.
That is true.
That is
worse than being
assault.
It's worse than being hit.
It is.
White women have to fucking understand. You just can't start hitting people willy nilly. I think a lot of white women.
Yes.
Black woman wouldn't have done that. A black woman would not have valued
that.
She wouldn't have done that and turned her back. She just squared up.
Anthony makes a great point. White women need to understand that you can't just hit people. And I would just add to that, especially black dudes. And like, if you're gonna hit people, maybe that's not your go-to. All right. All right, guys, let's take a moment and thank our sponsor for today's show, which is Zippix.
Oh,
we love Zippix.
So much nicotine on the toothpick.
Yeah, they're toothpicks with nicotine. It's a great way, like if you're trying to quit smoking or if you're just in a situation where you can't have a cigarette right now or you can't vape right now and you want to get your nicotine fixed, it's a great solution. Just pop a toothpick in.
You know, my daughter had a little lettuce in her teeth, gave her one of these. She's now full-blown addicted to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joke's on you, Jay. She's been smoking for years with me and Lewis.
Oh, God damn it.
Gave her a cigarette and a beer.
She uses her Zippix just in front of me, you're saying? This is her weaning down? Oh, man.
She was jonesing.
This sucks.
She put that lettuce in her teeth just so you'd offer her a Zippix.
I thought she was shaking because she had a song in her heart she couldn't get out.
Zippix does come in 6 awesome flavors as well, which my favorite is watermelon mint because I am part Afro-Latino.
That's right. The part, your taste buds.
Oh, yeah.
And your Zippix, you can use it anywhere. You're not allowed to vape. There's no smoke. There's no smell. There's no hiding cigarette butts. And they obviously cost a ton less than cigarettes. So go over to Zippix Toothpicks, Zippix Toothpicks.com.
That was weird that you said they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Well, in the copy, it's written in all caps.
I know, but there's no comma.
And they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
There we go.
And 6 awesome flavors. Go to Zippix Toothpicks, Zippix Toothpicks.com. Use the promo code LOS10, and you're getting a 10% off your entire order. LOS10 for 10% off your order at ZippixToothpicks.com. All right, where were we?
Let's see. Start slow. All right,
let's go to the next video.
Next one, these two gentlemen are having an altercation, and this one lady tries to intervene.
Up.
Oh, she.
On
she
one's behalf.
She kicked this guy in the head.
Wait for it. Wait for it.
Oh, she comes in and smacks. Oh.
Multiple girls now jumped in.
For it.
Okay, well, we. So he just escaped from an old-timey prison.
Oh!
Wow. So he just escaped from an old-timey prison.
Yeah, that guy throws old jazz punches. Come on, you motherfucker. I'll get you now. Oh, up the pike. Oh,
say hello to
a little.
Nobody knows the trouble now? I've seen.
Oh, bitch, you done fucked up now. Oh, you want a little miss? Oh, and then some here, boop.
Oh, don't you know that's the sound of a man.
Yeah,
I used to train Muhammad Ali.
So I'd say this is just justified.
He's still got tags on his pants, which is kind of weirding me out.
That is strange.
That's
why
the girls in this town don't like a thief.
Yeah.
So get out of here, Banana Republic employee.
He's with this chick though, so it's him and his chick fighting a group of people. Yeah, you know what? Completely justified.
Well, this is 100% justified. He's in a fight with a dude. I mean, I don't know what started the fight, but chicks are throwing.
A white chick
kicks.
Smacked his weed out of his hand.
Let's say hot sauce.
Number 3 would have to be pretty fucking justified.
Look, if you're a chick, doesn't matter. When you start throwing soccer kicks to someone's face while they're down on the ground and you're fighting, you have lost all of your I'm a chick card. You're now just.
But it's black
fight.
Soccer kicks. That's not their game.
I've never seen Nigeria.
Depends on what country they're from, Jay.
You're not wrong.
Many
not
parts
wrong.
Of the world, that is their game.
You're not wrong. You know,
in Brazil. American blacks, but they didn't really look American.
Kick his head.
In all fairness, those women were a lot bigger than him, too.
They
were men. They were men. They were men with
they
were
also, it's you're in a club. It's dark in there. These just black figures are coming at you.
I'm pretty
they
sure they're
be ghosts. Who knows what's happening right now? I would just start fighting.
Yeah.
I would try to fight for my life, dude.
Yeah,
I'm with Lewis. At that point, all bets are off.
A guy.
That's right.
Some sort of demons.
Man, woman,
this guy's
child.
Just like a straight up the gut punch machine. Just everything's like straight up the fucking with the pike.
Well, and it's crazy that after...
Guy's good at what he does.
This guy's most right justified. This guy might win most justified hitting women.
Yeah. He took out a row.
Oh, she's
he
out.
Took out
dude.
A row of women.
She's out.
Yeah. It's crazy
by
that
the way,
after he's already like swung at a few chicks, there's still chicks coming in trying to punch
back
him.
Up,
you realize
up,
he will knock you the fuck out, right?
Wait, like, back up, Bobby, yeah. To the girl with the purple shorts in the scene. Because I got to tell you, she didn't know she was going to be shot from that angle tonight. No, back to the...
Jay somehow found vagina in this fight.
No, is this the very beginning? No, keep going then. She comes over.
It's after he punches the the bigger one.
It is
after
he punches the bigger one. Yeah, her
I
right
mean,
there.
He's fighting very well for how far his pants are down around his ass.
I mean,
that's
on.
Not a that's, crazy, that's not dude. A flattering outfit for her, Bill.
For her?
Come on. Come on. You're going to see sweat stains in her fucking butt crack. And then the jacket has nothing to do with the red. He's wearing flats. The whole thing's a mess.
Are these real black people?
I mean,
what is she dressed for?
Can I say? Look.
She's dressed for all weathers and occasions.
Everything. You might go to the club or camping. I don't know. Or a long walk. Either way, they knock my bitch out.
She's dressed like you need one outfit for the rest of your life, any scenario.
Okay. I'll layer it all, and then I'll just peel down as I need.
I don't know which one's more justified. I mean, look, you are in this situation.
It's very clear to me.
See, these bitches are all coming at you, but there are women still.
You're in a fight, and they're trying to fucking physically.
In his face.
They're trying to fucking damage you. Like, they're swinging fists and boots
but
at
women.
Your fucking
Yeah, but Dave,
face.
They're
that,
savage.
Yeah, okay. Fat women.
They're all women, Lewis. That's the game.
They're fat women, dude. They're going to gas themselves out. I mean,
Lewis, the game is never can you strategically beat a woman in a fight. It's just
I would.
It's just
I would do all leg kicks.
And Lewis is like,
I would.
This is a championship fight. You got 5 rounds.
I do a rope.
You're gonna take him out
just
in the first.
Punch themselves out.
Right.
Establish your jab.
I think
that's more justified than knocking the meat out of someone's
Lewis.
Head. Yes. Trying to soccer kick them in the face.
No, can I? I mean, I guess. I'm just saying, dude, that guy that got the weed knocked out of his hand, he was just trying to roll a blunt.
He was trying to do the most peaceful thing you
could do. Just enjoy some fucking fruit of the earth with his boys.
And this fucking heathen
smacks. He had no control. This other guy.
No,
was
listen.
A little
that
more
girl's definitely a scuzz bitch, but for sure.
And the weed guy's got weed crumbs in his dreads,
dude,
and he looks silly.
His boys
he
are laughing. Dude, his black friends are laughing so loud in his face.
He just got clowned.
I'll argue this guy swinging the punches doesn't know if these girls have weapons. They're just coming at him all angles.
Yeah. I get your point. There's something a little bit more like entitled about the first girl and what she did, but. No, it was more
well,
justified.
Well, also, just
than
when
hitting.
I say justified,
I'm thinking
it's
where
like,
my
I feel
reaction
like the
would
first
go.
Guy just fucking did it, whereas this guy was in the middle of a war, and then he just started staring all these bitches down and was like, all right, I'm going to start knocking bitches
he
heads
was
off.
He was in the middle of a war, and then he went, oh, it's my birthday.
Well, I get hello, to beat easy dub.
And in all fairness, it could have been a
1-0, 2-0, 3-0. Oh, look at this one, 4-0.
Oh, looks like I'm getting a title shot.
I'm on a streak.
He starts running the stairs like Rocky.
Well, look, he was on a streak. Undefeated 6-0. That's got to make some waves.
In all fairness,
matchmaker's got to be looking at me at least.
Let me check my rankings.
Where's Joe Rogan? He going to interview me now? I don't know, Joe. I want someone top 5.
How many more? 6, 7, 8. Keep swinging them.
All day.
The first guy, that was a knee-jerk reaction. The first guy was I don't even think he even thought about what he was doing when he slapped her. All he knew was that some just bitch slapped this shit out of his hand. He reacted, and
That's
he slapped saying. Her. He didn't even punch her.
He
slapped
her. Yes.
That's what I'm saying. He slapped a woman.
This is the game.
And this little fucking white liar bitch fucking fell down like she was hurt.
This is why this contest is amazing.
It's a game.
Because it leads to great debates like this, okay? Yes.
And by the way,
so
he's not wrong.
Anthony makes some points. I still say...
Well, your point falls apart in a little bit, though, because I get what you're saying, the hit, and then she goes down. A part of me, when I first watched it, too, thought, is she over-exaggerating, like that she's passed out from it and everything because she wants to make a scene? But she doesn't block her fucking head
nobody,
at all.
Nobody
she was out
her
cold.
Back the and smashed their face.
She was out cold.
Again, whose fault is that? First of all, who taught her how to fall right?
It's true.
Nobody. Seems like a fatherless home.
All right, let's go to the third video.
Don't
this
lead
is
with
interesting.
Your head.
I don't think anything has been decided at all.
No, I mean, we know where some people are leaning, but we have a third video that could change everything.
Yeah. Change everything.
So this third video, there was an argument at the Spirit Airlines.
Already this one is the winner.
Yeah, this one's really good.
Don't fly Spirit.
You know, I'm seeing a pattern.
Touch me first, and then you got in my face. Don't ever invade my personal space.
Get out of my face!
No, I'm not.
You fucking faggot!
I'm here.
You fucking butt fucking jabbing, ball jabbing ass
bitch!
You're
touching me again.
You're fucking
titties. You're touching me again.
Get the fuck out of my face, bitch.
She said, look at your titties.
It surely is.
You touched me.
It surely is. But you in my personal space.
You're
in my personal space. That guy works for Spirit, by the way.
You're in my personal space. Stay out of my personal space.
You step out of my face.
She touching me. She's touching me, and I'm telling you, don't put, she can't put her hands on me.
Oh, shit.
And they're off.
Oh!
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 Don't you ever put your hands on me. No, get the fuck out of me, back off from me.
Give a round of applause for Black Eyes Always Keeping It Real, because that's true. That's a real thing. Keeping it real.
Holy shit. Nobody I got to go back to the drawing board.
Dallas Fort Worth. Wow.
My mama don't put my hand on
me. I mean,
this kind of.
She just. There's something. Everything. Here's the thing.
That one's out of the mix for me.
I just think there's something so crazy about. First off, a chick. Like, I'm not saying he's right for the initial thing. I don't know what. We don't know what the initial thing is. But when it. Like, a chick, like, squaring up with a dude and going, like, chest to chest with it. Like, what are you trying to do
here?
She
didn't put up hands or anything, though.
She slapped. As he's clearly laid down his line of, like, don't fucking, like, touch me. Don't get in my personal space. I'm not backing down. She then, when a guy gets between them, fucking cocks back and slaps the fucking shit out of him. It's like, what, for any dude, if a guy was acting that way to you, and then you go to fucking hit him, you go, well, we're fighting now. That's obviously the next step.
Smacked him.
It's almost like, how do you not think that's...
This is what you've been fighting
for. He rolled
for.
Over. First that's of all, the right there. Right there, when he did a somersault over her, he should have been like, you know, we're even.
It's like Cirque du Soleil at Spirit.
And that's where he became unjustified. Justified right there. She tries to run away.
See, she just thought that dude was between them and he wasn't going to do this.
Yep.
That's all. She tried to get away
so
with a cheap shot.
She had a free fucking shot.
Yep.
I don't know. That infuriates me.
That makes me nuts,
like,
too.
That's fucking...
That's pretty fucking...
Look, bad. I understand what you're saying, but I'm saying out of the... I would think that this one is the least
You are
justified.
Such a pothead that you're just like, I don't know. Here. Guy's weed wasn't ruined, so...
He's not wrong.
I'm not wrong, dude. This guy thought about... He's a big dude. He thought about his shit. She's getting his face. At one point, you're being a bully because you're bigger than her and you're trying to intimidate her.
Now, look, that is true.
He should have just fucking walked out. I'm not saying that I wouldn't be guilty of that. I understand being heated in the moment.
He should have. But.
Wait, this is getting.
Oh, wait, what? There's some more shit happening.
Oh,
hold on.
Oh, now he's not going to hit this guy, but they put their hands behind their back.
Yeah, that's bro code.
Well, this guy tells him to fight a man.
Yeah, all right, guys, no sneak shots for sure.
I want to hear this.
I fight whoever. Put your hands on me.
They're both being so stupid right now.
This is terrible fight to see.
Knock me out, your bitch ass. Knock me out, knock me out.
Okay.
I want my belly to touch
Lewis,
your belly.
Lewis, there's a thing. I watched the show Love After Lockup, and one of them, two guys were going to pick a girl up when she got out of jail. And one of the guys, and they're both just like doing that, like jawing at each other. And the one, he's like, I should knock you the fuck out. And the other guy puts his hands behind his back and he goes, go ahead, dude. And he just knocks him unconscious with one shot. Yeah. It's the dumbest. I'll fight anybody.
No, it's,
and put my hands way behind my back.
Well, there's different. I've heard there's some like boxing coaches who will be this kind of like hands up, chin down. But some of them will tell you, hands behind your back.
Holding them.
Just chin hold up. Them behind your back.
Chin up.
Chin wide
eyes
up
closed.
The air, and then look off to the side and just talk shit to the side.
Right. Really expose that jaw. Really give him a clear shot at the button if you could.
Really make sure that you can only catch him in the slight peripheral of your
He's
one
on the right
eye.
Busta Rhymes?
You know what? The best boxers always went belly button to belly button. You know what I mean?
Well, listen, that guy, that's foresight. That guy sees a lawsuit pending.
But it is. All right, I'll tell you this.
Back. He's like, I know.
It makes it look a lot worse when you tell a chick, "Don't get in my space, or I'll knock you out." And then a dude gets in your space, and you just go, "I'll put my hands behind my back and have a conversation with you about it." That doesn't help.
Yeah. He also punched like a bitch too. He gave her a fucking high hammer fist in the back. By the way, back of the head, illegal shot.
A kia.
Yeah.
I think it's justified.
We should start judging now, right? We're sitting around the.
All right,
I will say the least justified is that one, in my opinion, because it's one bitch coming at you. It's not a whole fucking, you know.
Well, that's my thing. I think it's the least justified because there was so much premeditation in it. He was waiting for it to get to that point too. He wanted to see how far she would go, rather than just walking away and having. And also, once she swings that hit. However much it could have possibly hurt, like she would then be actually physically removed. Pretty uncomfortable at that point, but him doing that now,
dude,
it's like
him
a
even
scene.
Rolling over her hilariously was good. That was great. I didn't really, if it would have been that, like he was just like, because he could have sort of played it off as like, yo, he's just trying to like get in her face again or whatever. But once he like sort of fucking gave her a shot as she's retreating, there was enough time for him to fucking calm down and not go and hit a chick. I would say almost completely unjustified. But that role was
Lewis,
great.
Lewis goes out on a limb for the first time ever, says almost unjustified.
Almost unjustified.
I will say this
I
one.
Will say the problem,
I would be like, I don't know.
So the problem, you are right, is that the real issue with this one is that the whole beginning before
She had a lot of time to bail
on. It just should never be up in a chick's face like that. It's just kind of wrong. And yes, she was retreating when he actually fucking hit her. So I will agree with Lewis that this makes this one the least justified out of the three.
The least.
For the first time ever, everybody, somebody in Who's Most Justified might not be justified.
I know. Well, listen, we're taking the show
I always try to find the angle for the guy, but, you know, dude, he should have walked away from that
The
one.
Thing is, we're trying to take this show back to its roots, and we don't want to send mixed messages here, so we don't want to tell our fans that there's ever a guy not justified hitting a woman. You know what I mean? Like, there's always some angle you
can
come up with.
It pains me to do it.
I would rank that at the bottom. I'll just say, and you guys can throw it around, it's pretty obvious to me, number two is the most justified because he's in an actual fist fight and has bitches kicking and punching his head.
That guy's fighting for
his life. He's fucking fighting.
Can we watch it one more time? Can we watch both of these one more time?
Because you were leaning towards number one. Lewis is leaning towards number one.
As a feminist... I want to lead towards justified because, hey, listen, women, this is what you've been fighting for the past 60 years.
Suffrage.
The right to be equal to men, okay? This is what, don't be pussyfooting around it now. Yeah, we'll open doors for you. You know, we'll treat you like a female sometimes.
I'm not throwing my jacket over a puddle, though. That seems dumb as shit.
No, that's stupid.
What a stupid fucking thing.
Why are you walking over puddles? There's so many other places to walk.
Walk around the puddle and let me keep my jacket.
Yeah, like... In the 1950s, how many jackets and how few puddles did they have that it even made economic sense to ruin a jacket over a puddle?
I threw my hoodie into this puddle.
She walked around my wet hoodie. Yeah. Now I'm dragging this fucking nonsense all around me.
If I dropped my hoodie into a puddle and she stepped on it, I would punch her in the face.
Justified.
And be completely justified in that action.
That was all started by Big Jacket back in 1950. And we're going to sell more jackets. You know, you want to square up with a dude. She's squaring up with a dude. Anyone here that wants to square up with a guy, you got to take the consequences as it comes. You don't know where this guy's coming from. You square up with anybody, they're going to fucking throw a punch at you, especially if you throw the punch first.
If you smack weed in an upward motion out of somebody's hand?
I don't fuck with that.
Go back to both these videos again.
I agree with you on that
one, go back
one,
to video number two or number one first. Let's just watch it one more time to make a decision. Look at this guy. He's just, I'm going to smoke weed. Peace and love, y'all. You fucking cunt.
She gave him a weed goatee.
Now let me ask you this:
his face like that.
This guy? Let's watch this again. Is this guy possibly gay? Because it could sway answers.
Ooh, if he's gay, that is definitely justified.
It looks a weird.
It's like a girl fight.
Bitch.
It's hard to tell with black guys because they dress so well.
His wrists look pretty strong on that smack.
Oh, dude, you ever see a gay dude slap? They're built for it.
We don't know that he's gay, but I understand what you're saying.
I've heard.
You know how much strong all fours makes your wrist, dude?
Core values. Number two again. One more time. All right, so he's fighting, right? This bitch comes in. She gives him a nice little taparoo.
They caught him stealing cheeseburgers.
He's beating a man first. He's winning.
So he punches her. That was the beginning of it. Didn't he get kicked in the face?
She kicked him in his face.
Bang, a kick before that at the very beginning.
She hit him in the face multiple times.
Bang, three on one.
She
bang.
Hit him.
Ooh.
Every one of these girls.
Lewis, you're
going to
vote against the champion?
She goes out, but then all these other girls want no more once this bitch is completely out. But also, he's fighting.
I like the girl comes and puts like a jacket over around his back like fucking James Brown when he's done.
Hardest working man in show business.
He ain't done. Pops back up. Ah!
I'll cast my vote right now. It's a no-brainer, this one, for me.
Yeah, this is obviously.
But that's me and you, Dave. Everybody else is leaning towards one.
Well, these people are crazy.
We love weed.
Those tags on his pants actually say, "I'll punch women."
Yeah.
In all fairness.
I think his pants are just on inside out.
I'm just amazed they stayed on during that whole thing.
Yeah,
he must have a fucking small ass and a tight belt. Oh, no, there it is.
I mean, is that security like helping them out? What is
security's like, hey, dude, you're most justified.
Hey, dude.
Chill.
Hey. By the way, there's a dude bowing to him as he's leaving. He's like, hell yeah, dude. That must have felt great.
You see this bitch fucking kick it?
She did kick him.
That's not good.
By the way, the dude bowing to him was the champion who just went, you've earned your title shot. He goes, I'll see you
in
November.
All right, goddammit.
November 15th.
MSG, me and you. We made the best man win.
Look, well, he was you're right. Here's the thing. Like, Can I tell you why I was leaning toward one? I guess you guys are probably right, but it's because I can see myself in the first situation. I can see myself rolling a blunt.
Well, being broke, you're going with the assumption too, which I feel with this picture. These guys aren't rolling in dough, so that's their weed for the night.
I've been,
and it's fucked, and it just got
fucked. In my life, I've been in a place where I was a huge pothead and broke. I was there for many years. Yeah. Me and Lewis formed our friendship around that very basis.
And you got your weed.
And the idea that I'd be rolling up my weed, like imagining that that's my fucking weed for the night, and some fucking bitch, just because she didn't like me doing it on the street, came and just knocked it out of my hands. Now, I probably wouldn't have done that, but I would have really wanted to.
Dude, I remember one time I was rolling a blunt outside. I was so broke. I was my last $20. Got weed. I was outside. It was a windy day. And I put it on the blunt.
You guys just fight God.
Dude, it just was gone. The weed was just completely gone.
Lewis starts throwing punches.
I started punching the air.
Nothing you could even do about it or chase after any of it. It was already broken.
You can't do anything about it.
You just start remembering the meanest thing a girl said to you in the seventh grade. You're like, this world has always been against me.
I'll fight you now, God.
Brutal. So I do. Yes, it is horrible, but it's not. It's just luck. It's just more justified to fight. If you're fucking in a fight, it's not even like one chick came at him while they were fighting.
Three.
It's a pack of fucking wild hyenas coming at you, trying to fucking. Like,
and they're not trying to fight him like they're like just trying to like get him off somebody. They're trying to do what they can do. They're trying to like what they think is going to knock him out.
And to be honest with you, they probably have weapons.
So you're saying it's actually pretty admirable they didn't pull the weapons. They just kept it fucking fisticuffs. That's cool.
Maybe.
Let's kick a fair one. I got a blade.
Dog, you don't want to fight bunch of fucking hood chicks in a fucking hood-ass club. I'm telling you right now, dude.
No, it was like a concert. Well. I'm sure there was a metal detector. Because they would have took those fucking weapons out ASAP.
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, nobody gets shot at rap concerts. Anthony's right. I think, here's my take. I think while the second one is definitely the most justified, the first one is the most infuriating. Yeah. You know, like
it's the most relatable.
It's the most relatable, and
but that's not the game.
But that's not the game. So most justified, I would say, is you know
that's
the guy,
point.
The guy with the half pants beating up a front row of women.
Is it unanimous? Were you still on number one, Anthony?
Most justifiable. Okay, because I thought it was just if it was okay for him to punch him at all.
That's not the game, but feel free to ask.
Anthony's like yes, yes, and yes.
I just love watching.
Can
women
I say
get hit.
All of the above?
Yeah,
even the airport guy.
It's really funny watching women get punched in the face.
Can I bring the airport guy back into the mix for a second?
The most justified was the guy who was mobbed for sure. I mean, he was getting kicked when he was down.
Yeah,
you didn't
and
know
Lewis, you gave that the
from.
Most, too, right? It's unanimous? Is this unanimous?
I think it's
one?
Unanimous, yeah.
Unanimously, everybody, number two wins. Who's most justified
that
punching
guy
a
wins.
Woman?
The free auto blow. If you guys give me his contact, we'll give him an auto blow to get his dick sucked by a robot. You realize, dude, you.
They show up to give it to him. He just starts punching people.
Yeah, so everybody, we'll be back here next week reading our Sam Adams letters, guys.
Sam Adams.
Stop going into your phones, both of you, on a live show.
I'm reading
your
something, too, about the show, prick.
What, Jalen's Hurts?
Yeah, no. You know, literally, anytime I do that on the show, it's specifically to get something for the show.
Yeah, dude.
100% of the time.
100% of the time.
100% of the time.
One.
You're lying. Lie detector test next week.
What? Stop with a lot of
a lot of detector texts next week.
Do you remember when you called me a bitch and a cunt?
I do.
And a shitbag?
Yes.
Did
you want
me
to lie detector that I meant all of that?
Yeah. Because
I did at the time.
Did you mean it?
Me and Jay were about to put each other through a fucking table.
We were at the commando fight.
Crazy, dude.
We just keep spinning around.
Like the Peter Griffin of the chicken.
Just never stop fighting. Anthony Zenhauser, Shuley, thank you so much for joining us, guys. Awesome to have you here.
Appreciate it.
We'll catch you guys listening at home on our Wednesday show, or our Zoom show, I should say, Friday show. It's our Zoom show later this week. Until then, peace.
You've been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Louis Gomez.
Louis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Louis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose.
May I punch up a magic in his fucking head?
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay...
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube?
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong, we're done here. Time to go.